Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Amy Robeson with us. Amy is an Akashic Records master teacher who empowers individuals through her powerful Akashic Records program, which she'll talk about, and helps them to tap into their inner potential for transformation. And Amy shows people how to be courageous enough to walk the divine path. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you.
How did you get involved in the Akashic Records?
I found the Akashic Records by accident. I was in dire need. I was starting to get depressed again, and well, last time I got depressed, I wanted to take my life, and I knew that I didn't want to get depressed to that point. I injured my tailbone for the second time in my life, and I was having a complete identity crisis, and I was having very bad dreams, nightmares of people killing me or something happening to me at all times.
Oh, geez.
And so I wanted to find something that would make me feel better. And I knew that I wanted to learn how to meditate, so I found a meditation teacher. And when I found that meditation teacher, she taught me how to do dream interpretations, automatic writing. I became like a meditation teacher, learned how to do like exorcisms and aura cleansings and all sorts of different things. And when I studied with her, that's when I found the records.
What are the records, Amy?
The records are an infinite field of possibilities. Every word, deed, thought from the moment your soul is incepted is recorded in the Akashic field. And we can open up the Akashic records to ask any sorts of questions about the past, the present, or the future, and you will receive love and guidance and support from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, also known as the guardians of the records. So you can think about it as like a computer database of your soul, and you can ask and receive support on demand.
Who's the person, Amy, who records our life in the records?
Metatron. Metatron is an archangel that is the keeper of the records. And so he records everything.
So when one dies, do you face the Akashic Records? Do they like open up this book that we have heard about? I remember in my Catholic days, in Catholic catechism classes, they would talk about the good book that talked about your life. Is that what that is?
Exactly. It's referred to as the Book of Life, and the Bible, and you will go through a review when your soul transitions.
Truly remarkable. And can you alter the records? What if there's some bad things in there that you just don't want?
We have the ability to transform. We can't delete anything, but we can transform the experience. So, for example, let's say you had a traumatic event happen and you're still struggling from that event. You can go into the records and receive guidance on how to overcome that event, or they can provide love in a way that allows you to remember your wholeness. That event still stays in your records. It's not deleted, but you are transformed from that event, and it's no longer impacting you in a way that it was impacting you in the past.
Now, these guardians of the Akashic Records, who appoints them to that assignment?
It's all based on questions. So if you go into the Akashic Records, there's special guardians based on the questions that you're asking. You can ask all sorts of different questions in one session, and so they'll switch out based on what the practitioner or the client is needing at that particular time and what they're asking. And so I always like to explain it this way. The guardians have specialties, and based on their specialties, that's how they're going to support you. So if you have a toothache, you want to go to a dentist. You want to see a dentist because that's what they studied, not a car mechanic. So same thing with the guardians. They have specialties based on the questions you're asking, and they will switch out all throughout the sessions, throughout the entire session to support you.
If your Akashic Records are bad, what does that mean? What happens to you?
I think it's information. It's if you learn, well, first off, we weren't all perfect in previous lifetimes or in this lifetime. And the guardians enter, and when they connect with you, they share everything with you from a place of non-judgment. And so if there is something bad in there, and I'm putting that in quotations, they're going to talk to you about it in a place of empowerment, a place that you can learn from, a place that allows you to have a different understanding and not learn of that experience and have shame around it.
Intriguing, very intriguing indeed. Now, in the Akashic Records, they also have good things you've done, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can discover all sorts of different things about yourself inside of the Akashic Records. One of the things that I love the most about the Akashic Records is they speak to you in language that you understand. And so if you're sarcastic, if you like to tell jokes, they're going to tell jokes with you too. If it's a serious question, they're going to take a more serious tone, but they're going to use languaging and even slang words that you relate to and understand, so that it's relatable. And you'll discover new things. I often refer to the Akashic Records as a life tool that allows you to have a self-discovery, because they understand that we're having a human experience, and they want to support us in having that human experience and support our soul and evolving.
Interesting. Now, we hear different kinds of references about the Akashic Records. One expert would have one definition, another would have another. Why so many different interpretations?
Which I think is really neat, because the records meet you where you're at. And so you can have someone that goes into the records and they view the entire records as a library, where if I go into the records, I don't see a library. That doesn't mean that doesn't exist for that person that's going into the records. It just means I have a different way of connecting to the information, and that they're connecting with it based on my soul's understanding. Also, there's different philosophies on how to use the Akashic Records. And for example, like I teach my students inside of Sacred Awakening how to open their records for themselves and for others. Now, the Akashic Records takes into consideration everything the soul has ever experienced. And what that means is it's not just from this lifetime, it's from any place and time that the soul has ever experienced something. And so you could have been an amazing expert in music in a previous lifetime, that the guardians want to share that information with you so you can pick it back up so that it might be helpful or useful in this lifetime, and it might not be. So the thing is like, no matter what, the guardians are meeting you where you're at, and how people perceive the records is how they're connecting to it and in what method they're using it as well. And I think it's great that there's all different types of methods out there, because what it does is it allows the access to the records to become easier and easier for people as we evolve and as we go through this great awakening.
Amy, have you had any unusual or strange experiences with the Akashic Records or the Guardians?
I have had all sorts of different experiences in the Akashic Records. I would say that the most unusual experience that I had, it was actually I was getting ready to put together a crystal grid for one of my courses, and we were going to do like a money clearing of patterns and things like that. And so I was getting ready to put together this crystal grid, and I had the records open. I was guided to clear out the main crystal that was going to go in the center of the grid, which was a Celtic, an optical calcite. And when I was clearing it out, I saw angels just shoot down right out from the sky, like right with my eyes wide open, and pull a soul right out of this crystal. There was something that was stuck in the crystal that was trapped, and it was definitely a soul of some sort, and it just like whoop, whipped it right out of there because it was stuck.
Truly remarkable. The records, how thick are they?
Everything has a record, and so they are, I would say that they're definitely, the depth of the records is how deep does the practitioner want to go, because there's realms within realms, there's spaces within spaces within inside of the Akashic Records that someone can explore if they're willing to do the work in exploring them. And just because there's something in the records doesn't mean you need to explore it.
Does one need to die in order to see the records?
No. The veil is getting really thin now, where back in the day, if someone wanted to go into the records, they would have to go into a deep trance. That's how Edgar Cayce would go into the Akashic Records. He would go, right. He was called a sleeping prophet. And so now, as the veil is thinning, we can open up the Akashic Records with a simple method or a complex method, depending on the teacher. And you can just start asking questions. And the records start speaking to people when they are ready.
Truly remarkable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Amy Robeson with us. We're going to talk about past lives with the Akashic Records at the half. Next hour, we'll take phone calls about them as well. Does everybody from the moment you're born have a record?
It's from the soul's inception. So it's not from just like this lifetime when you're born. It's from when the soul is incepted.
So if you had 25 past lives, you're in there, right?
Yeah, everything's recorded. And everything has a record, just like a crystal, the earth, different planets, objects, places, things. They all have Akashic Records because it's all energy.
How does knowledge of the Akashic Records make you a better person in this life?
For me, what I have seen is it allows people to feel supported in a completely different way. It allows them to feel supported, allows them to feel validated. And the reason for that is they get an opportunity to discover something new about themselves. They get an opportunity to ask questions to their deepest desires, or to ask for simple support, like, what can I make for dinner? Or what is a good color that I can wear that will make me feel more grounded and more calm? The questions are endless, and so the possibilities of how the transformations can occur are infinite as well.
Tell us about your book, Sacred Gifts.
Oh, it's not a book. It is 20-plus free meditations, healings that I do inside of the Akashic Records that people can access for absolutely free. And they can just go to my website, which is theamyrobeson.com/free. And there's all sorts of different healings in there, from money to inner child to new beginnings.
And they find that on that website? They can just sign up for it, or how did they download it?
Yeah, they just sign up for it, and they get access to our member portal, and it's absolutely free. And there's 20-plus free healings on there.
Do Akashic Records generally get better as you have more lives?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I wouldn't say the Akashic Records necessarily get better. I think that the more lives we have, the more opportunities we have to evolve, which means that there's more information in the Akashic Records for you to look at, sift through, and from the guardians to pull from as well.
Where do angels fit into this, Amy?
Well, the masters, teachers, and loved ones, also known as the guardians of the records, can be angels. They can be ascended masters. They can be past loved ones. Not every loved one meets the criteria to be an Akashic Record guardian, but the loved ones are coming through right now in massive waves right now anyways, in and outside of the record. But as far as angels, angels can be someone that gives you guidance in the records as a guardian. And Archangel Metatron is the keeper of the records as well.
Can you erase anything in the book?
You can erase. You can transform. You can transform what it is that you are looking at.
Give me an example.
Yeah. So if you, let's say you discover that you had a past life, and in that past life, you experienced tragedy and you experienced persecution.
Or you weren't a good person. Let's say you stole a car or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can have things that you're fearful of from previous lifetimes that are impacting you in this lifetime. And that fear can feel really real, or it can feel really irrational. Like, where is that coming from? I had a great life, or everything's going my way right now. Or maybe you had a great childhood and you're just not sure why that fear is there. Well, we can utilize the records and uncover like where that fear is coming from. And it can come from a previous lifetime where maybe you were persecuted or you did something bad and you're always looking over your shoulder. And from that understanding, we can clear that from the cells. We can clear that from the energy field, so you're not holding on to that fear anymore. And if it's a past life regression, we're reclaiming that fragment of the soul that had fractiled off and is still living that experience. Because when you have a past life, there's a part of your soul that is still living that experience.
What techniques do you recommend to people who want to access their Akashic records?
So for my students in Sacred Awakening, I teach them a different modality that's really simple and easy. We utilize the crystalline energy, and we have a simple prayer. And so the method itself is very simple. We pull the crystalline energy in. There's a specific prayer that we say, and then we just access them.
And how long does it take to be able to do that?
Depending on the day, because if someone's having a bad day, they might need to ground a little bit more in their heart space. But if they're feeling good, it can take like less than 2 minutes, less than a minute, depending on the person. But in the beginning or when you're first starting off, it can take a few minutes or 5 minutes if you're not grounded.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all. We live in a fast-paced world. We need it to be fast.
Have you ever had a student go into their records and then they come back crying, all upset?
I've had students that have had emotional experiences, moving experiences inside of the Akashic records. But the beautiful thing is we have the support of the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And so if someone's crying, it's actually a good thing because what they're doing is they're releasing. They're releasing old trauma. They're releasing things
sure.
that they're holding on to. So it's really healthy to cry.
Do they ever have any physical recollection of their past lives? Or do you need to go into this mode to tap into the Akashic records in order to figure it out?
So sometimes you can open up the Akashic records and you can just find yourself in a past life. I remember having a client there that we just opened her records. Her neck started immediately turning red. And she goes, I have a noose around my neck. I'm getting ready to be hung. And so that particular time, the guardians knew that she was ready to receive that information because they never share information that they're not ready to receive with someone. And so they're always going to share information that the person is ready to receive. In that particular case, we just like ended up right in a past life where another way of getting into a past life is where we are guided in through different spaces and where we just land in a past life that way where it's like very intentional and what past life it is is very open-ended to where the guardians want to take the soul on that journey in that particular session.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.